This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. We are standing by for the possibility of a decision from the U.S. Supreme Court and whether Donald Trump is disqualified from Colorado's presidential primary. Colorado's highest court agreed with a lawsuit that argued that Trump is ineligible under the Constitution's insurrection clause. People on the Front Range saw fairly warm weather over the weekend, but it won't last. Bernie Meyer with the National Weather Service says sub-freezing temperatures return this week, and it's too soon to start your garden.
I have a garden and I don't plant any peppers, tomatoes, usually Mother's Day or even after that.
Metro Denver and the Front Range could get more snow later this week. When spring weather does arrive, Colorado's pollinators will get busy. The state has a diverse population of butterflies and bees, but a new study has found that numbers in some species have dropped by more than half. Adrian Carper is lead scientist on the study. He says the state needs to put protections in place to help pollinating insects before it's too late.
One of the big issues around pollinator conservation is that in many states, pollinators aren't actually considered wildlife.
A proposal in the state legislature would identify pollinators as wildlife and give funding toward the conservation of at-risk species. Colorado's longest-running ski and snowboard fundraising event is celebrating 25 years of supporting young kids and families in poverty. The Invest in Kids Jane-a-thon raises money through sponsors hitting the slopes at Winter Park and Mary Jane. CEO Lisa Hill says it started when 16 participants raised $10,000 hitting the 16 hardest bump runs at Mary Jane.
They were so jazzed at how successful their endeavor was that they just continued to grow it.
Today, the event has had about 4,700 participants and raised $2.4 million. Several colleges in Colorado have extended the deadline by which students must confirm their enrollment. It's been moved to June, though typically it's May 1st. The move is because of glitches after the federal government switched to a new financial aid form. Again, it looks likely that we will hear from the U.S. Supreme Court on the Colorado election lawsuit later this morning. This is CPR News.